Three candidates are challenging incumbent Jack Strain, who was first elected in 1996 and is seeking a sixth term. Sheriff Strain did not respond to a request for an interview about his campaign, but his challengers did, and they are united in their belief that elected officials should not serve more than two terms. Strain has said that's a matter voters should decide, and they will in a parish election next year. Slidell Police Chief Randy Smith worked in the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office for 24 years before retiring and being elected police chief over 5 years ago.
Community outreach is very important to me, and not only to me, but to my employees, to my deputies, to my officers.
Scott Illing has 35 years of law enforcement experience. He's a retired federal agent, having served 28 years with the Department of Homeland Security and U.S. Customs, and was a state trooper.
I've done everything from local crime to anti-terrorism to narcotics, international narcotics. I've worked complicated federal investigations and worked complicated financial investigations, fraud. I've dealt with massive personnel issues.
Smith and Illing, both Republicans, say they would take a close look at the sheriff's $16.6 million budget for this year and make sure the money is being well spent. Jennifer Hapworther already knows one place she'd cut if elected.
He's making $152,000 to be sheriff, and I've already said that I'm going to cut $100,000 of that a year.
Werther, who retired from a 23-year Navy career, is a libertarian. She wants to be what she calls a constitutional sheriff.
We keep our federal government separate from our local government, as well as protecting our citizens from brutality or abuse of power from within.
St. Tammany voters will decide if they will follow a national trend toward fresh voices or support a long-term public servant. For WWNO, I'm Eileen Fleming.